Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
The crash, 29 survived. Russian authorities first said a bird strike caused the plane to divert, but now there are new questions involving Russia's air defenses, as ABC's Inez de la Cotera explains.
Russia had recently defended the area from Ukrainian drone attacks. When asked whether the plane may have been fired upon by air defenses, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters it would be wrong to speculate before the investigation is complete.
In the U.S., holiday spending increased by 4% for retail sales from November 1st through Christmas Eve, according to MasterCard's Spending Pulse. The holiday travel rush continues. Travel site Hopper says more than 3 million people are expected to fly today. And Starbucks workers back on the job today after about 5,000 walked off the job for a strike. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It's Christmas Eve, but there's a cloud of collective grief hanging over the holidays right now in Madison. That's especially true for the Abundant Life Christian School community. The typical holiday cheer just may not look the same this year. Not to mention, we can all have our own struggles, apart from the collective grief after the school shooting, missing a loved one, or broken relationships, or just being physically apart from people we care about. According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, 64% of people with depression report the holidays just make them feel worse. Psychiatrist Dr. Ibrahim Sablaban says sadness is one of our most universal human emotions, and the key is to embrace it.
The worst thing somebody can do is really try to suppress feeling human, really suppress feeling lonely, feeling sad, feeling a sense of loss. It's very easy to say, oh, I need to get my mind off of so-and-so who passed away, but that's not the healthy way forward.
Remember, if someone is in crisis, you should call or text 988 or 911. And you might be gathering with loved ones that you don't typically get to see too often. Now could be a good time to have an open and frank conversation about mental health. Now let's talk about something fun, shall we? We managed to track down the big guy before he heads around the world. Lisa Hale has more with Santa.
Being Santa is more than delivering toys and eating milk and cookies. He said it's also helping children believe in themselves as well as jolly old Saint Nick.
Santa wants you to listen to your mom and your dad and to do chores if you're given them. Be good in school. Have a, you know, good relationship with your friends. But most of all, love yourself and be kind to yourself. Because kids today are pretty harsh on themselves sometimes.
Santa was a guest Monday on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor Show.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson on this Christmas Eve. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The president has been very clear that if he gets Democratic control of Senate and House, and of course the White House back, that we will pass a national codification of Roe, bringing abortion rights back to this country. I think that is very clear. I think maybe his wording might be different than ours, but they've been very clear about where they stand on this. They do not want to see Arizona laws on the books, the laws that are going to imprison doctors and nurses that are going to be empowered by radical, extremists, and dangerous candidates like Carrie Lake. And when we have the right Senate, House, and person in the White House, we'll be able to pass a real protection of abortion rights for the women in this country.
Thank you, future Senator Ruben Gallego of the great state of Arizona, who hopefully will join us at Phoenix Sexy Liberal, who knows. John Finkelstein is running through an airport.
Yes, he
like
is.
OJ.
Like OJ.
And I think his flight leaves in like a half an hour or so.
Everything comes back to OJ.
Everything.
OJ.
OJ this week. So we will maybe talk to him. But hey, look who's here. Welcome to 1994 Stephanie Miller Radio Show. Hi. My boarding pass. Angela, my boarding pass.
We're calling friends in love.
I'm all packed, pretty much. You're still packing right down here. I saw you.
Is that cereal? In a little bowl?
It's rice crackers for the plane.
You're like a toddler.
You are.
I bring snacks.
Sometimes Frangela wants snacks, too.
Calling Frangela.
Hi, Frangela. I brought snacks.
Look at you. I'm so proud.
I got my paper boarding pass. We had a whole thing because, because we travel together, the guy that owns the show always calls right when I'm going through security, and then my thing goes off my phone. So,
okay, yeah. Checking that you know you're going to Minneapolis for Sexy Liberal. Are you at the airport?
Okay. Hi, Frangela. Welcome to 1994 Stephanie Miller Radio Show. What do you think about OJ? Was he guilty?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday on The Final Word. And Angela and I were saying that we both had different experiences of that trial. Because I, you know, living in Chicago, race was on trial, not OJ.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like right after the Rodney King beatings, all of that.
Yep.
And, you know, and so it was really seen through that prism.
Yeah.
And people talked about it like that. And I was, you know, and what I recognized afterwards is like, oh, wow, this entire trial got wagged by the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. You use the word prism. We all saw it differently. Like I was saying, as a woman and someone that's experienced domestic violence, I saw it as a domestic violence thing. You know, I think you're right. Being here in L.A., you know, we had just been through Rodney King. Someone mentioned the Rampart. So we were saying, like, two things can be true at once. It's like, yes, the, you know, police can be corrupt as hell, and O.J. was guilty, you know.
That's
and,
right.
And I always said at the time, I felt like justice wasn't black or white. It was green. It was how much reasonable doubt can you buy, you know.
Yeah.
And so, and I thought there is a straight line, too, between that coverage and where we are today in the coverage of Trump. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just the sensational. Up to the fact that we were saying O.J. quoted Donald Trump in a tweet like a month ago. Mm-hmm. And he remained a despicable liar to the end. He said, oh, I'm not in hospice. I'm not dying. Like Donald Trump says, that's fake news. Right? I mean, it's yeah. So.
Yeah. I think that what I, you know, remember most about the O.J. trial, when we were talking about yesterday, you know, I've been thinking about it, obviously.
Yeah.
And I realized that I grew up in a house with a lawyer, mm-hmm, lawyer who worked in the criminal justice system and who was she was chief of the police commission, I think maybe even at that time, my mother.
Yeah.
And my stepfather was a lawyer. So my experience of that trial was standing next to lawyers,
mm-hmm, yeah,
telling me this man is guilty and they're screwing up this prosecution. And I remember really understanding that Mark Furman was quite clearly a racist, and I believe planted evidence. But I think he planted evidence on a guilty person, which yes, the cops do,
right,
especially in L.A. They arrest right, you for something maybe you did, and if you're black, they add some stuff to it. They add more drugs to your pot. They do whatever. And so that's, I think both things were true.
Yeah.
And that's been really hard. And being told, it's another example of being told what the black community thought when you're in the black community.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just, you know, we are individuals.
Yeah. 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 Well, no, we've had some good discussions this morning. You know, we've had some African-American callers that say O.J. is guilty. It's the double and explaining also cops are corrupt, which now we've seen so many times.
Yes.
You know, Chris was just talking about an incident yesterday. We talked about Eric Garner. We've talked about, obviously, George Floyd. You know, so there's been all these years now of us seeing so much police corruption and unfairness in the racial – but I was saying – to me, well, you know, you can't avoid the orange is the new black joke because, you know, Donald Trump has, it's more about fame and money and how much, in terms of how much he's gotten away with, right?
And I think this country's unwillingness, as it has always had, to hold white men accountable, mm-hmm, for their crimes, whether they be rich or poor,
right,
you know,
right,
particularly crimes that may have been committed against black and brown people. Which his election interference, I mean, calling the election stolen, trying to take away Detroit's votes, trying to take away, you know, Alabama's vote. Like the reality here is that it's all the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking about I was in my late night TV show at the time, and we were very tight staff, you know, and we were all in hair and makeup when the verdict came down. And I thought, I mean, you know me, I've been this little, you know, lame-ass liberal white girl forever, you know, and I remember at the time I was shocked that all the white people were like, oh, and the black people on my staff were like, yay! We all turned and looked at each other, and it is interesting in that moment, realizing how differently people...
And for me, that's what happened. That's what, when I look back at that, I go, black people were hoping for a verdict that was about black pain. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think in that moment, because once we started talking about the police and the police and how police treated black people, all of a sudden somebody, O.J. Simpson, who was very much a biscuit maker, like Kevin Scott.
Thank you.
This is what one of our African-American callers just said, Francis, and I said one of my best friends who was black said at the time, that like, O.J.'s never, he left the black community. He never dated a black woman.
He had proud.
Wanted to get in white country clubs that didn't allow black people, only wanted to play golf with white people.
That's right.
Somebody reminded us of when they did the jury walk through his house and they replaced all the art with black artwork, which he never had.
Yeah, you know what? And the issue is that he was a proud token. Okay, he was a proud token until it didn't serve him anymore. But see, here's the thing. That didn't matter because he could buy what he bought was Johnny Cochran's mind.
Yeah.
Team.
Who knew he was guilty?
Team.
Yeah, Dan Abrams was saying Johnny Cochran would say behind closed doors he knew he was guilty, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, so what we got was Johnny Cochran's blackness. What we got was Johnny Cochran's understanding of the system and how to make it work for his black client. And what we saw was a really great team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell you how I love the through line that we have, that Biscuits has been thrown into the OJ coverage now in 2025.
That's what I'm saying.
Biscuits have been called.
Cap.
But so because I think that's, but you're right, that's what white people were like, but why him? He's clearly guilty and he's rejected the black community and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Francis, to your point that I think black people have experienced so much, you know, injustice in the criminal justice system for so many years. He just became the, you know, the flashpoint, right?
That's right. And he was a horrible flashpoint because he was a guilty murderer.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that made me angry yesterday is that we start with his football career. No, you start with the murder.
Yeah. And I thought,
the murderer die.
Talk about the through line, despicable Alan Dershowitz, who has defended Donald Trump, who OJ just cited in his last tweet. He had said, how did he say it? He offered his sincere condolences to the families of Simpson's alleged victims and said he would have represented them instead if they'd called me first. Well, I'm sorry, they didn't call me, so I had to represent the double murderer. I mean, it just, right? But
Money talks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, to me, the OJ situation, what it had a lot to do is sort of a grotesque continuation of the Marion Barry, right? Because the thing about Marion Barry was, he was doing cocaine and hanging out with prostitutes, and he was wrong as rain.
And
when
bitch,
he got voted back in, I celebrated because we're like, there you go, because this is the thing.
By the way, the bitch did set him up. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Racist white people were angry. Angry, and there is a little bit of glee when you piss people off like that, you know. So it's, but this is a grotesque example of it, and I feel like, you know, if anything, the way I look at it is when you've seen nothing but injustice, then if there's something where one of us, whether he thinks he is of us, gets through, people get a little, there's something to that. There's some positive feeling that can come from that, and that's sad. That's what we hope for out of this system.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're hoping for that. We're hoping for misplaced white justice for a black man.
Yeah, we an African-American female prosecutor just called in, an attorney called in a little while ago. And again, the two things are, she said OJ was guilty, but she said you have to understand the black woman in that jury. You know, you're seeing the Mark Furman, you're seeing this. And he said, you know, what does she call the prosecution? One hood short of a Klan rally.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and she said you can understand why they felt the verdict was correct, even though OJ was guilty. I mean, but here's the other through line, by the way, that, you know, he obviously was found guilty in the civil trial. Like, you know, the people on the right trying to defend Trump and see he's not a rapist because, it wasn't a criminal rape. It was only a civil rape. I mean, it's just, you know. This is where we've come, and also we remembered all the swamp creatures that the OJ trial brought us,
right?
Including Kardashians and
Megyn Kelly, Laura Ingraham, Nancy Grace. They all came out of the OJ trial coverage.
Yeah. They crawled up out of that ooze.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but we were saying there's a straight line in the coverage that I think we've never really recovered. You know, that's how they covered Trump.
Well, it also killed the soap opera. Because all the networks carried the trial from beginning until end and preempted all the soap operas.
And that was not right.
It killed the soap opera. There are only like two or three left.
The greatest crime of the whole situation.
Yeah, no more All My Children. Right. Come on, people.
Right. No more Guiding Light. No more One Life to Live. Yeah.
Yeah. If I had one life to live, let me tell you.
I'm going to go with the Kardashianizing of America is the worst thing. Because everything's a reality show now. OJ was the original reality show. Then you had Kardashians and Trump, The Apprentice. And this is still a show. Someone was saying, you know, that, like, he's entertainment. That's to his base.
Right.
Like, we don't want our president to be entertainment. I want him to do president. I want him to do stuff for people. I don't think of him as entertainment, you know. And but that's part of why we are where we are, right?
Well, absolutely. I was telling Angela, I was working in an office, and they wheeled in a television and plugged it in. And, you know, I was at the Chicago Cultural Center. And we had that case on for 9 months. In the office.
Yep. Every TV at the gym that I would be at would be turned to the trial. I was on.
Oh my God.
I still had
Blanco Blanco tourists.
Yeah.
Blanco.
I was working on a country music station at the time of the verdict.
Yeah.
We took the verdict live.
Yeah.
Instead of playing music, because that's how much people cared about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't have cell phones there, so you were if you were in a place and they were watching OJ, you could watch anything else.
Yeah.
You could. There was not. I mean, there wasn't like you go. Oh, I'm gonna go watch Nickelodeon. No. Yeah.
By the way, Blanco, is that lady still around? Should we book her? She's still with us.
She hightailed it back down to.
Oh,
yeah.
Blanco.
I think she was from El Salvador.
Yeah, and as soon as her testimony was done, she left the country.
Right. That'd be a fun booking. Just saying, a little random. Okay,
and my friend can translate because she did it at the trial.
Oh,
so.
That's right. All right, 21 minutes.
You have a connection to everything.
It's 1 degree of Jody Hamilton separation.
Everybody.
I don't.
Kevin Bacon's like, how do I get connected to more people through, like, Jody?
My sister's connected to him.
All right, see? All right.
Yep.
Me too. Yes, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Twombly, come here. Twombly. I love Angela's dogs. Okay, I'm just saying Dr. Marty's the best dog food in the world. And that's cat food as well, because he's the best. He's a miracle worker, according to Forbes magazine. You wouldn't think it would be that hard, right? You want to feed your real children real food. Why wouldn't you want to feed your furry children real food?
Exactly.
It's real food. It's not just real food. Superfood. Salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, kale. The first four ingredients are turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it is amazing real food. There's no squeezing wet food out of a bag. It's freeze-dried raw. Dried to the touch. It is pantry safe, shelf stable, and they go absolute crazy for that raw freeze-dried flavor. Right now, get 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend and a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, Bonnie. Hi. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Ongoing train wreck aside, I love this.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now. now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Center.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Do not rat me out to Angela V. Shelton.
What happened?
See, I'm so scared of all of you that I went ahead and finished packing because you were ratting me out that I wasn't entirely done packing. I have my boarding pass. I'm good to go. All right.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. I've done none of those things. And my joy is killed.
Angela and I could totally travel fine together.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so scared.
I'm already packed
I'm
for
so
this
scared.
Trip, and we haven't even planned it, Jody.
Exactly.
I'm so scared of Angela. Okay. All right, welcome
you
to
know
lunch.
How we deal with fear? We plan ahead.
Yes.
Welcome to 1994 Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Larry Marilyn, what do you think about OJ? You're on with friends.
Well, good morning, Stephanie. I have a question I think that's been raised before, but not necessarily to the extent in which I wish to discuss it, and that is Mark Furman was at the center of this investigation and was the lead detective. And it's almost like having Bull Connor do the evaluation and assessment of Martin Luther King's assassination. Mm-hmm. Furman was an avowed racist. Found the material that everybody is saying contributed to O.J. being found guilty, but yet no one wants to admit that, given his political views, that this evidence could have been planted and or that LAPD was up to no good.
Right.
Also, Furman was forced to leave the force
trial. Right. The other irony, and two things are true at once for Angela, is a lot of people were talking about how, like a lot of famous people, he got special treatment by LAPD. How many times do they come out for domestic violence? And they're like, hey, Juice, how you doing, Juice? You know, and
yeah.
Nothing
Ask
happened.
His first wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How that
yeah.
worked out for her.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 29 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Angela. Wee.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. People in some southern Wisconsin towns came out to find plastic bags on their driveway that were filled with hate speech, saying things like white power. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
Police in Whitewater and Maguanago are investigating, but they might not be able to do much about flyers with hateful language found recently. The reports are about the distribution of plastic bags containing what is described as hate speech materials. The bags were found over the weekend. Authorities say they're seeking more information and surveillance footage. A recent court case in Kenosha ruled that similar flyer distribution was protected under the First Amendment.
Last month, there were fake deportation flyers found in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, Madison's public transportation is operating on special schedules today and tomorrow. Routes end early tonight for Christmas Eve. The last buses will run between 5:30 and 7-ish. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Madison Metro will basically be running on a Sunday schedule with reduced service. And we're often busy enjoying, and it can be easy to overlook how much waste we produce around the holidays. Derek Tritz has some suggestions from the Department of Natural Resources.
Rules for recycling vary locally, but there are several items that can be recycled anywhere in Wisconsin, according to DNR Waste Reduction and Division Coordinator Jennifer Sunbrow.
From La Crosse to Milwaukee up into the North Woods, you can recycle containers made of steel, aluminum, glass, and plastics numbers 1 and 2, as well as cardboard, newspaper, magazines, office paper, and other papers.
Batteries and electronics like tablets and phones should be brought to recycling drop-off sites, as they can cause fires in waste bins, in transportation, and at recycling facilities not equipped to handle electronics. More information about recycling in Wisconsin can be found at dnr.wi.gov.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's Christmas Eve. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
The John and Gordy Show.
The can of coffee that I had here for our coffee maker, I don't know what happened to it, but it tasted like cigarettes the first time I brewed the coffee maker here. I don't know if I've gotten used to it or if the flavor has just gone away somehow.
Maybe people are putting their cigarette butts out in that can and you didn't know it.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Someone your age, the physical and mental health effects, poor decision making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Trump opposes the law and this ruling, or you can believe Joe's make-pretend Donald Trump that doesn't exist. And you know what? Arizona's governor is a Democrat. The state's attorney general is a Democrat. The state legislature is almost evenly divided. If Democrats, you want to get rid of the law, well, you have a chance right now to get rid of it. And I would advise you, get rid of it.
They would love. Oh, you like Democrats to help you out of this political show you've gotten yourselves in? Mm-hmm.
Chris, who tweeted about the Bible? I'm looking forward to the part where it says God wants big government to force citizens to be pregnant against their will by their rapists.
Judge Doom.
No, that would be John Fugelsang. Who said, so he's telling the evangelicals who he needs that he's fine with abortion being performed in some states. He's telling the independents who he needs that he's fine with abortion being totally banned even for rape and incest in other states. And he's telling everyone he's scared because now he understands how stupid it was. Who said that?
Judge Reinhold.
No, this the guy on the line from the airport.
What?
Fugelsang. Hi, John Fugelsang.
Hey, greetings from Newark. I've waited my whole life to join your show from this airport. It's really a pleasure.
I was there not too long ago.
Say hello to Frangela, your co-stars.
Hi, Frangela. I'm so excited to bring the audience down to my level and you save the room again. I'm looking forward to it.
So hard to recover from you, John. No, I was saying that you have to go to the airport extra early because they assume you're smuggling something in those pants, like maybe illicit anacondas or something. It's awkward, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's all these Bibles I'm selling at the merch table. They're really heavy, and it takes me a long time to get through security.
Sorry. Okay. Because
that's okay. And by the way, I'm also selling Bibles at the conservative show over there in Minneapolis. But that's just I have Kyle Rittenhouse's book with a Bible cover on top. So Kyle Rittenhouse's book is popular with people who like both Kyle Rittenhouse and books. So it's pretty cheap.
Speaking of murderers, has your radio show also turned into 1994? What do you think about OJ show? After this,
let me tell you something. I want to tell you. You people can sneer all you want, but the only reason OJ Simpson is in hell right now is to continue his search for the real killers.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
He said he'd chase them to the edges of hell, and that's where he is right now. And he's getting the golf game ready for Trump, so it's all working out.
You quoted Trump this week. Just let's go to some other racism. He said any Jewish person who votes for Democrat or Biden should have their head examined. And you said any Christian who votes for Republican or Trump should have their New Testaments examined. Mm-hmm. I mean,
why does every Jewish person have to vote based on Israel? Like, is there any other group that Donald Trump demands loyalty to a foreign state? This dual nationality crap of his is just anti-Semitism 101. For him to say Jewish Americans who vote for Biden don't love Israel, Christian Americans who vote for Trump haven't read the Bible.
Yeah. One last one. We've been calling out this Republican hypocrisy on abortion over and over, but here's a perfect one. You retweeted GOP Senator Steve Daines said Republicans who do not support a federal ban on abortion, that's a lie you're hearing from Democrats to scare voters. He is one of two original co-sponsors of Lindsey Graham's federal abortion ban.
That's right. They are
shameless. They're going to be shameless in lying to people about their position, right?
I'm so shocked that people who would pose with checks for infrastructure plans they voted against would be hypocrites on abortion. But that's how scared they are. Look at how terrified Carrie Lake is right now.
Yep.
She was supporting this 1864 law every time she could, and now she's read the polls. So is Trump. They realize how stupid it is. So now she's trying to run away from it. It's good news. It shows how terrified they are because they know how stupid this whole choice was.
Yeah. Arizona's going blue, particularly after Sexy Liberal gets to Phoenix. When is that?
September.
Thank you. All right. John Fugelsang, we have to say goodbye now because Frangela and I want to watch you walk away and see your cute butt.
That's so, okay. Bye-bye. I've got to go board a flight right now and say the same things about you three. So,
yeah.
Say hi to Ron for us.
Yeah, walk real slow. Walk real slow.
Congrats, Senator Ruben Gallego. He had a good week. It was nice to see him elected early.
Yep. Yeah. Let's get him on panel for Phoenix Sexy Liberal. Goodbye, John. Walk real slow when you walk away. See ya.
Bye, kids.
Bye. That's kind of the whole reason for the tour for me is sexually harassing John and,
sure.
and Hal. Sure. Okay. Okay.
It's your duty. your duty to get that booty. I'm sorry. I went to it.
Did you say duty to hit that booty?
Uh-huh. To get that booty, yeah. She did.
We need a new tagline for this tour.
Yeah.
So, Frangela, we were saying more despicable even than their stance on abortion is the fact that they think we're stupid now. They think like we're like the Steve Dane, like that we don't see them. That that somehow they're going to trick us into thinking they're not, you know, that they're moderating on abortion, whether it's Trump or any of them. They're not.
They're not. And what I find really interesting is that their electorate will accept those answers
even though, because the reality is that they're getting the work done.
Yeah.
So they can walk out there in front of us and say lies to placate the media so that they don't get pressed. I mean, the fact that you don't, if you don't press Carrie Lake every single time you see her in the light of day or in the cover of the moon about 1864, you aren't doing your job.
Yeah. Yeah. She can go out in moonlight without a filter, so you may see her under the cover of moon. Here is future Senator Ruben Gallego, star of Stage Screen, and of course, Phoenix Sexy Liberal.
Oh,
I'm just going to say, I'm putting it on my vision board.
They're trying to run away from what they've been advocating this whole time. You know, Carrie Lake, for example, now is saying that she is against this when she cited the actual statute, which is a statute, again, that has no exceptions for rape or incest when it comes to getting an abortion, would jail our doctors and our nurses. And now, because she has seen the outrage and because she will lie and do whatever she can to win, she is basically flip-flopping on her position, but she cannot be trusted.
Yeah, the headline this morning, Frangela, Arizona GOP refuses to repeal total abortion ban. I keep saying, are they trying to piss women off more? Like, they think Roe v. Wade isn't enough. They're just like, and you're a C-word and your mother's a whore. And also, we're going back to 1864. I mean, seriously. I guess it's great politically, but it is just infuriating, isn't it?
Well, I think it's absolutely infuriating. And what we have to be really mindful of is, you're absolutely right, we got to call these people out for this every time they speak, because they are simply saying what they need to say. They're like 5-year-olds getting caught doing something wrong. Like, I didn't do it. The dog did it. I didn't. Like, they'll say whatever they can in that moment.
Yeah. So trial is supposed to start Monday. What do you think Trump's going to pull before then? And is it going to work?
He's going to get sick. That's my next thing, is he's going to be sick, think he has COVID or something.
Yeah, he's going to have a tummy ache. He's going to be like, oh, we did this trial, my tummy ache.
And you know what?
No.
We've already volunteered to bring saltines and ginger ale. We will sit next to him and help him through
chicken
that.
Chicken soup.
Right?
You are helpers.
I got the Campbell's soup on the back eye right now, just bubbling.
Hydroxychloroquine?
We got some of that in the pocket.
Yeah, some horse paste or whatever that stuff is. Bring that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Glenn Kirshner says even if he fires his lawyers, that's the one thing they're saying he could try last minute. He doesn't think it's going to work. We're on our 10th delay tactic, if you're keeping track. So I know we're so used to him getting away with you know, we're at the last minute that I guess we'll believe it when we see it Monday morning, right?
I can't wait. Because he has to be there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, grumpy.
It's a criminal case. He has to be there.
It's exciting.
Yep.
It's exciting. I love that grumpy puss on his face. Remember when he stomped out of the last one? Here's the breaking news today we talked to Glenn about. Trump's defense in the Mar-a-Lago documents case suffered a big blow after attorney Evan Corcoran departed. Corcoran's departure was so significant because it now frees him to be a witness against his one-time client due to notes he took about Trump's actions that showed the president engaging in obstruction. I love this part. One analyst said, Donald Trump hates lawyers who take notes. As you do when you're a lifelong criminal, you don't want people writing it down. He said, actually, real lawyers do take notes, and it's those notes, the contemporaneous voice recordings. Oh, there's tape of Lordy, there's tape here, too. That Evan Corcoran did that are being used against Trump in the Mar-a-Lago case, particularly on the obstruction angle to show intent. So if Trump is finally pushing him aside, that shows that they expect their efforts to get his testimony suppressed are likely going to fail. I don't know if it's going to matter because of Judge Cannon, but, you know, is it time? Glenn said it's time for the writ of Matt Damon.
That's what it is.
Right.
Whatever that thing is. Yeah. To, you know, with Judge Cannon. So I guess we'll see. But it is so clear that she's waiting till they get to trial to dismiss it, right, where they can't retry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my hope is he's already in jail.
Right.
By then.
Right.
You know, because there are so many other indictments.
Right. Because we're all liberal helpers, we've already had the discussion this week. Is it two prison jumpsuits? Like, is he in an orange one already? He has to put the striped one on over it? Or is it, you know? Yeah.
Maybe like in a scarf, like, or a cape. They make a cape out of the striped one.
Mm.
And use the orange. It's a pop of color.
Yes. Mad, Angela, because I was for like giving just cutting them down the middle and sewing half and half together.
Oh, she's also lovely.
See, because I think all orange, we're afraid of, he'll be invisible, and you'd have to put a bell on him, or he'd be invisible like Barbara Hershey in The Entity. Because
I think it's the bell. The idea of the bell on him.
Yes.
The Entity was invisible. Barbara Hershey was never invisible.
Barbara Hershey was not invisible.
Right.
But he's the evil one, so he's the Entity.
He's the Entity. Yeah.
Hi, Kevin in D.C. You're on with Fran.
Well, good morning, all.
Good morning, it's the 1994 Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, how about that, Audrey? Go ahead.
Exactly. I just want to say quickly, I said at the time, and I still say the man was guiltier than the preacher caught in the whorehouse with his pants down, but it's quite true. I was telling people, especially white colleagues, I said, look, I would say it five times like Beetlejuice, he's guilty. But perhaps now you understand black people for generations, how they felt when smirking Klansmen with a stalk out of a courthouse and admit they did it afterwards. That happened time and time again. So
is it any surprise that Mark Furman became a legal commentator on Fox News?
No.
I mean, it's just all these right Dershowitz, all these dirtbags. Yeah.
Couldn't see that coming, huh? he'd be on Fox. But hopefully, wouldn't it be a full circle if a black man, I never considered him, he's one of my rare exceptions for calling Stella because, I'm sensitive about that, but I couldn't stand that guy. But wouldn't it be a full circle thing if he got away with it, but Trump, a rich white man, is found guilty?
Yeah. Well, exactly. I will avoid the orange is the new black joke again. But anyway, I think that's part of what, just our belief in the justice system is what's at stake here. And again, to me, it's more like rich, famous people being able to get away with anything. And so
money will buy you a way out, mm-hmm. or at the very least, soften or cushion your experience.
Right.
And that is what it is.
Right.
I mean, Donald Trump is not supposed to have this much freedom. He's supposed to be locked up Bernie Madoff style right now. What is he supposed to be? Snatched.
Okay. That's our new, now I've forgotten the whole premise. Oh, it's Judge Callier.
Yes.
And Angela is Dog the Bounty Hunter, basically, because she's the one that's going to say.
Snatched.
Okay, 47. And then I make a dirty joke about my. Okay.
Well, what? You do that anyway.
Nah. Yeah. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Chris's Muscles and also Nick in Nebraska's Muscles, which we will see on display at Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Sexy Liberal. Brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
We like protein.
Look at, he's never more than like a foot away from protein. It's right there. I already saw him have his chicken this morning, and that's right there.
Yep.
The whey protein. Jody and I like the plant protein. Either way, one scoop, man, and you are just powering up your muscles. Tony Horton, the P90X guy, thought of it. He got shingles. He almost, took a dirt nap. You know what I'm saying?
Kicked the bucket.
Yeah. Now he looks better than ever, feels amazing. He discovered a high-impact protein, and it is it's called HMB, naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. Imagine building up that muscle. My friend Wanda was recovering from cancer. She wanted to build her muscle mass back up but wasn't strong enough to exercise a lot. She's taking this. It is amazing stuff. MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code FITNESS. Save 30%. You even get a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
All
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A new study by Pew Research finds Americans broadly support such democracy reforms as making Election Day a holiday and 2 weeks of in-person early voting, but also think voters must use government-issued ID and voting machines should have paper backup. Pew surveyed over 5,100 American adults in January 2024 from a pool which reflects the demographics of the U.S. It found an increasing number of Americans, 72%, supported making Election Day a national holiday, and 76% supported 2 weeks of in-person early voting. The public is split, however, on having a choice for mail-in voting, with 57% supporting and 41% opposing. Among Republicans, support for mail-in voting dropped in 4 years from 49% to 28%, likely in response to former President Donald Trump's baseless fraud claims. While voting rights groups have tried to protect voting for the elderly, disabled, and students, 81% of Americans support voting only with a government-issued ID, up among all partisan stripes. Support for Election Day registration and automatic voter registration through the DMV declined slightly since 2021, but is down 10% among Republicans. Pew also found notable differences among younger adults and communities of color who are more likely to support early voting, mail-in voting, and automatic in Election Day registration. We have a link to the full Pew survey at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pete Schwabe, Tom and Amy's boy, and host of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. This year, do yourself and the Earth a favor and skip the card. No one cares what it says, and most don't even read it. I know I don't. Just Venmo cash. Aw, yeah. Happy holidays, everyone.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller Show. This portion brought to you by my travel genius self.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had to pick. You know what I picked? I picked the probiotic cream, the moisturizer, because that comes in a nice thin thing, and then the immediate effects under eye stuff.
Oh.
Oh, and Gen 90, because that also comes in a little thin thing. They're so travelable.
They are.
Is that a name? Is that a word?
Really.
Not really. Gen 90 is the newest, I'm telling you. You can feel it working because it's tingly, tingly, tingly. and you feel it tightening. I use it, you know, anywhere around your eyes, your frown line, you name it. Maybe you have a lack of sleep. Maybe you're overworked. Maybe you have seasonal allergies. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you all fixed up. I'm just saying. You never have to worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free. That's important,
what?
Chris. Yeah. Yeah. And it comes with their luxurious Genucel XV. We all start our day with that. The Collagen Builder Moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid. Ooh, it's so luxurious. Go to Genucel.com right now for an incredible package. Over 50% off during Genucel's spring sale. Results guaranteed or your money back. Plus, you get an extra 10% off automatically.
What?
Apply to checkout at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Order now. Get a free limited edition spa box. And bonus gifts with free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That is Genucel.com/Stephanie. Oh, Frangela, this is sad. GOP minority outreach centers in Nevada have been quietly shuttered.
Aww.
They're just, nah, don't give up now. In 20 and 22, the RNC, Nevada GOP, made a very well-publicized push to attract voters of color by opening several minority outreach centers in Vegas and across other swing states. Those locations are... No in Casa.
Right now, what the GOP's plan is to make sure that if you are perceived as a migrant worker or a person who is of another color, they want to sweep you up off the streets in the states and put you in jail. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, there is that's their outreach plan now.
It's like we were saying, the dog whistle is just become dog, you know, bullhorn now. Mm-hmm. They really seem to, in every way possible, have just given up on trying to appeal to anybody, I don't know, that's not a rich white guy, I guess.
And anybody who is brown of, I will say it over and over again, who is a woman of color, who is not land owning, who is of the LGBTQIA. You know, community. If you are part of these communities, why would you vote for GOP? They want to sweep you up and put you away.
Yeah.
Under his eye.
That's why I keep why the both sides coverage drives me crazy, Angela, is because, mm-hmm. you know, people go, oh, it'll, you know, pretty much, you know, even Jon Stewart said something, you know, similar, like, you know, it's everything's going to be, it'll be okay. It's no, it won't be okay for a lot of us. You know, for rich white guys like you, it'll be okay. Won't be okay for a lot of women, not of women, people of color, gay people, as you said, Francis, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, let me tell you something about 1864. Not our year.
No kidding.
Not our year.
Well, none of us.
Our friend Black Knight tweeted, you know, he just said, well, yeah, states right. Now we're hearing states' rights, states' rights over and over. He's like, you mean state has a right to put my black ass, to, you know, own my black ass again? I mean.
Exactly.
Again.
If you could go back to 1864 and reach for a law, what does it say to me?
Yeah. I think it's meant to say it. I think it is absolutely meant to say, and if we can't hear when people say what we believe in is 1864 America, then I don't know what to tell you, because that state wasn't even a state. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. One last 1994 Stephanie Miller show. What do you think about OJ, everybody? Jamie in South Dakota. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, good morning. First, I want to say that I've been listening to you, your podcast, and they've always been behind. I just purchased a new truck and discovered you on XM Radio. I'm so pumped about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry we're out of time now. Oh, but he's catching up. So OJ just got killed on his podcast.
Okay. All right. Well.
So OJ just killed someone on his podcast because he's catching up.
Yeah.
Okay. Frangela, we love you. Final word,
love
idiot
you.
Of the week. Sexyliberal.com is where you get that and tickets, including Minneapolis. Get your last-minute tickets. If you have, all the cool kids will be tomorrow night at the Pantages in Minneapolis.
That's right.
Frangela.
Love you.
I
love you.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Starbucks employees are back on the job after a five-day strike that their union says saw 5,000 baristas walk off the job. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says the Amazon strike is on what its organizers called a pause.
The Teamsters Union tells us that delivery workers picketed at more than 200 Amazon locations nationwide, seeking better pay and better working conditions. Amazon insists that the strike didn't have any impact on operations and delivery of holiday packages.
Holiday spending was up by 4% this year compared to last, according to MasterCard's Spending Pulse. That's from the period running November 1st through Christmas Eve. President Biden departing Washington today for St. Croix, a family vacation as he enters his final weeks in office. And as Democrats try to chart the way forward, Marianne Williamson, who sought the party's nomination for president in the last three elections, says she is running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. This is ABC News.
You can always